Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore City Hall.
Working midnight Sunday to midnight Saturday is a regular summer work week for Lonnie Hafen, a young farmer in Fillmore.
This time of year, I work long days. I don't sleep much. I'm either cutting hay or raking or baling, chasing cows. I have 2 girls. My oldest is 8. She loves to go chase cows with me on the four-wheeler. My other one, she just turned 5. My oldest definitely likes to go on tractor rides with me too. She's like, "Are you working all night? Can I go with you?" Even though she sleeps 90% of the time. Some nights I go all night, watch the sun come up. It's pretty nice. Keep going all day. Take a nap here and there when I have to. Yeah, usually we go from midnight Sunday night to midnight Saturday night. Take Sunday off and just keep going. And we'll sleep whenever time allows. It's basically me and my wife that run our farm. In the summer times, she doesn't see me very often. She'll bring me dinner on the tractor. There's some days that's the only time she sees me is when she brings me a meal. I've got 3 tractors and a backhoe. I can keep up with those. Now you have tractors that are guided by GPS. It'll make the circle for you. You just program it when to stop. It'll beep at you to tell you to turn around. It'll stop hard for you so it doesn't crash into the fence or a pivot or whatever. Or 10 years ago, that was just a dream. Growing up, we were driving tractors at 8 years old, and we sat on the fenders, hung onto the side. Things that now you look at it and be like, my kid's not doing that. A few years back, we had a hailstorm that came through, and it knocked about half the kernels off. Only got half the harvest. It hit hard, but just take what we can get and go back to work. Our livestock well went dry a couple years ago. All you can do is just either drill deeper or wait for the water table to come back up. Winter, for me, it's just feeding animals, keeping things running, because nothing likes to run in the wintertime. Water doesn't like to flow, and tractors don't like to start. It's just a matter of keeping things going in the wintertime, keeping animals happy. There's different sizes of bales. A lot of people around here do 4x4s. Then there are a few people that do the round bales. You got to have a loader to pick them up. They weigh 1,000 pounds to 1,500 pounds. It just depends on your market, what you're doing. We mostly do 3x4 bales because they're easier to feed. You cut the strings on them. If I don't have my knife, my girls are always, "Dad, where's your knife? You need your knife." Yeah, I always carry a knife with me. Every year it's a little different. And the market's constantly fluctuating, so it's just a matter of finding out who's going to pay the most. See, it's very unpredictable, especially when the bills are starting to add up and you're counting on that money to get you through. Both my parents grew up on farms, and my mom still be like, "Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." "You don't want a farm?" "Yeah, I do." "You'll never be rich." I said, "That's okay. I'll be happy. I'll die a happy man."
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.